Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He has so many wonderful things to say to His people. I look forward to being united with my Lord on the other side after the rapture. But I also desire to see people get saved as long as possible, as long as we're on this side. I want to see the people of God be the people of God. I always did. I'll always love His peace. He gave me peace when I first got saved. That peace is still alive in me now, and great, with great joy. And the more I do for the Lord, the more I learn His ways and act on His ways, the more joy I enjoy. Now, we've been talking about the receiving from the Lord, receiving His word. That's where our strongest faith comes from, the part of God's word that we receive in our hearts. A lot of people, you know, the main thing is loving people, the love of God. That's first and primary. And that will always be important. I always say, if I had to lose everything God ever taught me and keep one thing, it would be the love of God. You know, being a Christian man, when I learned to love God, everything changed. And it's sad to say that so many people crawfish away from it. You know, crawfish, they run backwards. They don't run forward. They run backwards. They can get away backwards, especially in water. So when they run from danger, they go backwards. But love is not dangerous. There's no need to run from the love of God. Now, this is what I want to share. A lot of people feel challenged because they don't feel like they can love like God expects. I began to see that. They think it's supposed to come natural, like when they fall in love, you know. When a woman falls in love with a man, or a man falls in love with a woman, they just... It's not... The love of God is greater than that. Most of those are just feelings. And it's not really based on... It's based on how people look or seem. It's not really... When people get to know each other, that's when they, you know... They either do good or bad. But that when people first meet, there's been no exchange, no dialogue, no offenses yet. But people are going to come, you know, they will, they haven't been trained not to offend the other person. People, their training is whatever their parents did. And the people that they were around. And that's why some people have, they come from a home where everybody has a short fuse. They will get you told before they think about it. And some people, they come from a home where everything's okay. They're, you know, unruly, no rules, no boundaries. So whenever two people meet, that's two worlds colliding, basically. They're just not planets, they're people, but they're two different people and they're colliding. Now, the Lord wants us to love like He loves us. Peter said we should love like Jesus loved us, with unfeigned love. And that's a tall order, especially when there are people that you may not like. You may have been groomed not to like certain people or different races. And that's not God's way. So you have to unlearn the things of old and learn God's ways. And it's good and it's worth it. I happen to come from a loving home where my father was a pastor and my wife was a pastor. And my mother was a pastor. Now, my mother didn't preach per se, but she never did a sermon, but she taught us the word of God. And she taught, she spent time, and she taught, she didn't just teach me formula. She taught me at strategic times, she'd say the right thing, just like the Holy Spirit does. She trained me in the way I should go, how to love people, to tolerate people, be a blessing to people, and not be mean, and be forgiving, not hold grudges, and never be hateful. She said, God doesn't hate anybody, and he don't want you to hate anybody. And there were times I would have went down that road, but the words of my mother helped me make a better decision. Because I was a quiet person, but some people assumed that I was afraid. And I was a small person compared to my friends. It took me a long time to gain weight. I was a wiry little guy. But if somebody bothered me or bullied me or tried to bully, I'd fight. Or if they bullied somebody that was smaller than them, I'd want to fight. And once I got where I'd fight. It's just, you know, but that's not the way I wanted to be, but that's what I did. Anyway, I would get angry, but her words helped me make better decisions. Well, God wants us to love like he does. We've been given generous love. He forgave us of all of our sins, and he wants us to love the same way. And people do feel challenged when they're asked to, when they know God wants them to love others. And people can be so contrary and so rude and so frustrating sometimes. But this is what I learned from the Lord. Everything we do, you have to go back to the candlestick, the lampstand. Not a candlestick, I'm sorry. It's a lampstand in Zechariah. Remember the vision of the two olive trees and the lampstand? If you study that, that's how we conquer the world. It's not by our might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I didn't know to love people that way, but I experienced it. And I talk about it so many times, how I almost got in a fight with a guy. And at work, he frustrated me, and he was older than me. And I realized later that he was trying to push my buttons to see if I was really a child of God or not, a preacher or not, because I was a young man and I was called to preach, and most people didn't preach today, were much older. But God called me at a young age of 24 years old, 23 or 24. Anyway, at my weakest moment, the Lord said, everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil. And when the Lord spoke that, I was supplied with his strength. I wanted to love him. I wanted to not fight. I wanted to be wise. But I ran out of strength in my anger and frustration. And I was strengthened to love him like God wants me to love him. And I wanted to, but I didn't have strength. I understand when you feel challenged. So I knew that this was not over with. This was going to one day happen again. So I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. I want to know more about what just happened, how you did that. Later on that day, I started praying that way. I said, that was amazing. I said, I don't know how you did that, but I want you to teach me how to love your people so that I don't get that close to cussing and fighting. Because I had decided to cuss him out and fight him, but I didn't say an ugly word. And I hadn't done anything like that since I've been a Christian. Well, it was a very long time. I did get upset before. But it had been years since I got irate like that. And I didn't want to be that way. You know, my heart wanted to be like God, but I didn't know how to be that. You know, I just didn't know how to do it. Just like many people don't. I understand the challenge people feel. Sometimes people just don't have the will to do it. They don't want to forgive. They don't want to let go. What? If you want God to forgive you, you have to. If you don't forgive others, he will not forgive you. A lot of people went to hell over that. And I know how people teach nowadays, once saved, always saved. You don't, that's not the way it is. And Jesus, if you go back and study the parable, a man was forgiven of much money that he could not pay. And a man owed him much money to him. But he made a big deal about it and had the man thrown in jail. And then his Lord found out that he had put somebody in jail because they didn't pay the debt, and he had been forgiven of much more. So he had him arrested. Well, God, that's what God's going to do. A man died in Africa, and he and his wife got into it the night before. They had he got upset with it, and he didn't forgive her, but he died in the car wreck. And in the ambulance, he asked the Lord to forgive him of all his sins, but he didn't forgive his wife. So he was dead. He was embalmed. This was the man that got it, that was dead 4 days. And his wife believed God and stood on the word and had his dead body taken to the church and believed God that he would live, and he did. But while he was dead, the Lord took him to heaven and showed him heaven. And then the angel took him to hell and showed him hell. But the angel said, if you die now, this is where you'll be. He said, in the avalanche, you've asked the Lord to forgive you of all your sins, but you didn't forgive your wife. And when I saw the video, now the first time they did the video, they left that part out. But when I saw the video, my back straightened up when I was sitting on the couch watching it. I said, man, I thought of all the people that are in strife. Now, I know the rapture's about to happen. And in 2017, the Lord said in November, right before Thanksgiving, the Lord said, tell my people my return is imminent. And to be ready that they be not left. Now, that trumps all the New Age doctrine that people have been preaching. Lies. If you are not ready when the rapture happens, you will not go with God. If you're in strife, we can't afford to be in strife at this time. We can't afford to be hateful, revengeful. We need to love everybody. And if you don't think you can do it, you need to figure it out. Because the Lord's got to come back at any moment. And only humble people will hear this message. Some people will discount it and be left. The Lord knows what he's doing. He will not let evil in heaven. He's given us all the tools and equipment to do what's right, and he expects it. He requires it. We need to do what's right. We need to take up arms of the word and use and do what the word said do. We need to resist the enemy and make him flee from us. We need to always be submitted to the Lord. Always honor God. Always do what's right. Stop trying to run from his will. We pray for blessings and we don't want to be a blessing. That's not good. That's not the heart of God. We need to have unfeigned love. No fake love. We need to have serious, God-fearing love. Now, I'm not talking about acting right. I'm not talking about fake. I'm talking about serious. I really do love the people of God. Now, what I did, because it's a challenge to do that, I saw how to do it. The Lord strengthened me to love him. So just like the lampstand depends on the oil to flow from the olive trees into the lamps, and then it can do something. We receive the life of God and we yield it to others. We receive the life of God and we supply others with it. We receive the love of God within, and then we distribute it to others. I don't love in my strength. That's why it's real, true love. My strength can run out. God's strength never will. I receive the anointing. I'm fully supplied by the word of God, and it activates the anointing that God gave me. I receive God's word so I can act on, so I can activate the anointing. The word of God helps me to live a true life with unfeigned love, and then I willingly obey God and do what he say do and go where he say go, and the anointing is activated. Because the anointing is activated, I win. I obey the Lord. I do his will. I speak his word. I live according to his word, his promises, not mine. I'm supplied with his strength. I study the word not just to learn, but to replenish my heart so I can minister, so I can live. I study the word so I can live. I study the word so I can learn. I study the word so I can supply others. I study the word so I can fight. You have to fight a spiritual war if you're going to do God's work. I study the word so I can do the work of a priest. I study the word so I can do the work of a king. I study the word so I can do the work of a husband and a father and every hat that I wear. I study the word so I can love others, so I can have wisdom to help others see Christ. Now, somebody will say, well, preacher, that sounds like a lot of studying. It's not. You're just studying the word of God. It's if the Lord put a scripture on your heart, study the scripture. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. People eat food for recreation. I study the word to do all these things, but to me it's recreation. It's not labor. Praying is a privilege. It's a blessing. It's recreation to me. It's not like stacking bricks and sanding down trucks and cars. One of the most grueling things you could do is sand down a car and get it ready to paint. If you don't do it right, it won't look good. It's dusty, it's dangerous to your health, it's aggravating, especially when it's cold outside or hot outside. And that's something that I would dread doing that more than hearing the word. I don't dread hearing the word of God. I love God's word, and I always will. His word is good, folks. I live in the joy of the Lord, doing his will, doing his word. It's not pain to me. And I love his people. Now, in order to do it in his strength, I would say with my mouth, I love all of God's people. And when I asked the Lord to forgive me of my sins, and I knew that he wanted me to forgive everybody that did me wrong, every time I thought of the most contrary people to me, I forgave them, and I would pray for them. If I thought about them again, I'd pray for them some more. I realized something. It pleased God, and it also angered Satan. It made Satan upset. It made Satan nervous. So when people steal from me, bother me, aggravate me, I pray for them immediately. And it works. And people have it, people notice it. They notice that you don't have animosity. And they get angry at the person on your behalf. And then they talk about it. I said, no, I don't get upset with them. I said, I forgave them. Hey, I'm not mad about it. It helps them to calm down. And sometimes if people do something that's cross, I don't tell people, because they're getting strife. And I never seen a bunch of people so in strife with the president. They can't say nothing good about him and won't even listen to his speech. They listen to what people say about him, and they're angry against him. Then that's no way to live. And it's dangerous, because if you're in strife with anybody, even if it's the president or the governor or the mayor or the party, I don't agree with a lot of things that I see people do, but I don't hate them. And I'm not going to be in strife with anybody. And I said, Lord, if I ever get in strife with anybody, any form of unforgiveness, I want you to help me kill that. I will have only the love of God towards everybody. And they're not going to have the love of God toward me. It's not a fair contest. I'm not trying to make everything fair. If you love God, you can forget about fair. This is, when you go to heaven, things will be fair. It'll be desirable. This place is not fair, and it's not going to be fair. If it is in judgment, it's not going to be fair. And people are not going to think fair towards you. They're going to do whatever they're doing, and they're not going to love you back at first. But if you love them, you're doing God's will, and God can change people. He can help people grow. And that's the blessed side of it. People don't have to stay in the rut they're in. And that's what I like about it. So, I'm over here having a ball. Enjoying the love of God. Aggravating Satan, which is a bonus. So I don't like Satan. He's my enemy, and that's what he is to me. He'll always be my enemy, and I'll always be his. I'm not afraid of him, but I do God's will. And I always will. I thank God for everything that he's given me to do. And Lucifer chose to be Satan. I'm sure if he was Lucifer, we would have got along fine. But he decided to be Satan, so we're enemies. And the only way I can win is to submit wholly to God. Because he can't change. He won't change. He don't want to change. And I don't want to change. I love God. I aspire to be like Christ. My Savior, my Lord, my King. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life, and you will realize all the rewards of obeying God and blessing people. Seeing them get saved, becoming best friends. That's what can happen when you love God's people. I've seen these things happen. Now, the next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.